KFYO, it's 8:09. Good morning, Tom and Laura. This is Lubbock's First News. The anniversary, 70th anniversary of D-Day is approaching on Friday, the 6th of June, and that was June 6, 1944, was D-Day, mm-hmm. Normandy. And
it's a big anniversary with a lot going on.
Oh, huge.
To commemorate that event.
I want to say, before we get started with this interview, on Friday morning, about the same time, we're going to be visiting with a World War II veteran and also vice president of the South Plains Honor Flight. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up. Tomorrow morning, we're also going to be visiting with Moonlight Musicals, and they're doing some things that are in conjunction with this. So it's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal.
D-Day actually changed the course of history of the world. Things were never going to be the same. In the studio with us, okay, now, I'm going to let you pronounce your last name because I'm sure I've slaughtered it more than once. Vassandra.
Vassandra and Okotowa.
Oh, I did. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
Say
I get that
again.
All the time. Vassandra Okotowa.
Okotowa.
Okay.
I think he was saying.
Yeah, I thought it was like. I was giving it like an Asian flair.
It has a little Asian flair.
All right.
It's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Anyway. Silent Wings Museum has this stuff going on. They've got all kinds of activities to commemorate. Laura, I'll dive into this and let's find out what's happening out there.
Yeah, well, I think she needs to tell us what's going on because you guys have all kinds of events, including my friends at Lubbock Moonlight Musicals.
Yeah, actually, the Lubbock Moonlight Musicals Youth Promotional Ensemble, Moonlight Directions, they're going to be performing Friday and Saturday. So they're performing Friday at 4 p.m. and then on Saturday at noon. And they're doing a World War II USO concert, and they're going to be playing hits like Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, and I'll be seeing you. So we're excited about that.
That'll be very popular.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are big-time classics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what other things do you have scheduled as far as exhibits and things like that, just in general?
The Snapshots of D-Day, Photographs of the Normandy Invasion, that's a new exhibit that's going to be up, and that basically captures some of the most dramatic moments of June 6, 1944. So you'll be able to see some photographs of that. We're having the C-60 fly-in, Good Time Gal, and we have a C-47, Southern Cross, coming in, and you'll be able to take $50 flights on the C-60 up. It's about a 15-minute flight. You'll be able to fly around the Lubbock a little bit and come back down for $50.
Wow.
Really?
So do you need to RSVP for that, or?
No, you just show up, and they do want a certain number of people to go up, but they're going to arrange that there, and you just show up and sign up for it.
So is this do you have to have any documentation if you have kids that are under 18?
No. Mm-mm. Children are also available to ride.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what time and date are those available?
The C-60 is going to fly in at 11 a.m. on Friday, and they're flying out at 4 p.m. the next day, Saturday. So between those times, you're able to get on the C-60 if you'd like and take a flight.
Nice. How fun.
How many people does it hold, the airplane hold, you know?
I don't know. I know that they're looking for about 15 people a flight, so I'm assuming it's around that number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the pilots, I guess, and whatnot, and crew, I guess it'd be probably a max of 20, huh?
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Fun.
What about kids' activities and stuff like that? I know they're not doing that this year. They're doing something a little bit different. But, man, you guys always have good kids' activities. Last year they did the Victory Gardens and a neat deal.
Yeah, the Victory Gardens were a lot of fun, and seniors and older adults were able to participate in that also with the children. So that was fun. This year we're having some general children's activities, and we're also going to be showing a documentary, D-Day Remembered. So you'll be able to go into the theater. It replays every hour, and that's going to be going on throughout the entire event also.
Talking to Silent Wings Museum, it's 8:13. We'll be back with Vassandra and James Neesmith from the Science Spectrum Omnimax and talk a little bit about the movie D-Day Normandy 1944. It's Wednesday with Tom Lauren, Lubbock's First News, talking with, I'm not even going to say it, Vassandra, what's your last name?
Okotowa.
Okotowa.
Okay. Silent Wings Museum, she's the special events coordinator. And we have recap those events for this week, Friday and Saturday.
that on Friday at 10 a.m. we're opening up. Salvation Army's going to be providing donuts and coffee. We're going to have Ricky's Auto Repair, military vehicle rides. There's going to be self-guided tour, educational children's activities. We're showing the documentary D-Day Remembered, and the C-60 Good Time Gal is flying in at 4 o'clock. Once again, Lubbock Moonlight Directions World War II USO concert.
Now, when you're talking about military vehicle rides, are you talking about like tanks and half tracks and Hummers and stuff like that?
Or? He has a lot of military Jeeps, and he lets children and even adults come on in and ride for free around the Silent Wings Museum.
Nice.
Outside.
All right. That's part of the celebration observing D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day's 70th anniversary, is this Friday. And now showing at the Science Spectrum OmniMax Theater is D-Day Normandy 1944. And with us in the house, James Neesmith, Marketing Kong from Science Spectrum.
Kong. Appreciate that.
You bet.
Yeah. Most of our women guests don't appreciate that.
Exactly. But. I'm sure. Yeah. We've got this new film for a couple of weeks now, and it's doing really well, and obviously very timely, and was put out. It's a brand new documentary narrated by Tom Brokaw, and it's a film that obviously highlights and tributes all the folks that were involved in that day. And I didn't see it until about 2 weeks ago, and it was really moving. I was really surprised how well done it is, but also it really does tell the story and does do justice to those that were involved. And a lot of folks don't realize, you know, how much of an international effort this was. It wasn't just the Americans and the British and the French, obviously. There were folks from all over the world that were there. And the Canadians and Australians were really involved as well on that day, and how many civilians this impacted as well. So we think about the military, but also the civilian lives that were lost and involved to make this happen, to be able to make the world a free place. It really is one of those watershed events that it did just entirely change the history of human existence.
What else do you have? Do you have anything, other exhibits at Science Spectrum besides the movie going on relative? Don't you have like a small photo exhibit or something like that?
No. The film is the main thing that we have that commemorates D-Day at this time. The big thing that we're going to be doing, though, on Saturday is we are actually bringing in the folks with the South Plains Honor Flight, and they're going to be coming in for a special screening of the show that will be free to the members and their families to come in and see this on Saturday afternoon. After they actually are doing some of their events and activities out at the Silent Wings, they're going to be bringing those veterans over and allowing them to come see the film Saturday afternoon.
That's nice.
And this is actual footage from the event.
It's a mix. This as a documentary film, it uses some real archival photographs and video from the time frame that was taken. A lot of CGI or computer-generated graphics as well to be able to show the scope and the size of what happened, and as well as some art and some interesting artwork and things that are involved and woven into it. And they really, really did an amazing job. It's quite the film. And the film also, you know, like I said, really does a great job of telling the story. It is a historical documentary. It's very much one of those that gives a lot of dates, a lot of times, a lot of information, but it's also one of those that really does a good job of capturing the emotion of the people that were involved at the time.
Now, a lot of us who have children and even grandchildren want our kids to know about D-Day, what happened and how that changed the world. Is this a film that's appropriate for certain age? I mean, would you not take young children to this?
There's nothing graphic or inappropriate. It's not like a Saving Private Ryan kind of thing where you're going to see, you know, intense battle scenes, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So there's nothing inappropriate or bad. It's probably just one of those films that, from an appropriateness, is whether it's going to hold the attention of a child or not. And I would say probably in general it's one of those films that maybe a 10-year-old and up is going to be able to gain something from it. Those that are younger might not be able to sit all the way through it. And it's only about a 45-minute film, so it's not an extremely long film, as most of our films in the Omni Theater are.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the tragedies of you know, current day and modern times is that most people don't have a clue about the generation and the sacrifices that that generation made. And I think understanding that is
Yeah, you hear it on the news, and it is a tragedy. Obviously, we're ending that time where, unfortunately, the majority of World War II veterans are slowly slipping away from us. and a lot of these folks to be able to get their story out. And for many folks, it, you know, it would have been my grandparents' generation. For a lot of the folks around now, it would have been their great grandparents' generation. With every historical event like that, as you have generations pass, there's sort of a disconnect between the reality of that. But when you really think of it from a world perspective, 70 years ago really isn't that long ago for something that this, where really the whole world stopped because of this one event. And to think of it from that size and that scope, that we would not be a free people today had this day not happened 70 years ago.
You know, even when I'm 52, and even when I was a child, when I was younger, I really didn't get it.
Sure.
I know you're aware of it, and you study it in the book, in school, but you don't, you really don't get it. So it's just, people today, it's just so distant. But talking to people,
I think it could be changed too with the way that we teach history. You know, I mean, when you teach it out of a book, yeah, you're teaching it out of a book, and then you answer questions and you take a test.
Read till page 52 in chapter 3.
History could be taught in such an interesting way. And there are some really good history teachers out there that I think teach well enough to where people actually remember this stuff and they remember the important things in our nation's history. And then there are other teachers that just focus on the dates. And
you know, when you talk to people,
I had one of those.
When you actually talk to people that have been there and done that, and live the experience,
if they can talk about it,
right?
Some of them don't want to talk about it,
or it's very hard to talk about. But I mean, those are the people that you know can reshape and help shape some of the people in modern day. Now, James, on Friday you're going to be back in the house, but we're going to have some other guests with us. We are scheduled to have Mr. Harold Schultz. He's a World War II veteran.
He is a World War II veteran, and I'm under the impression, but he's also a D-Day vet. And so we will meet with him and Mr. Travis from the South Plains Honor Flight.
Yeah, the Vice President of the South Plains Honor Flight, Mike Travis.
Absolutely. And they're really looking forward to, obviously, as well, they're going to be participating with the Silent Wings in their commemorative activities and coming and seeing the film. But obviously, at the same time, just to tell the story and have folks remember this important day.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to meeting Mr. Schultz and talking to him and hearing from him. I know a lot of people are anxious to. excuse me. Now, South Plains Honor Flight, what they do every year, for people that don't know what it is, believe it or not, there are people that don't know, because I talked to some people the other day, so what is that? I've heard of that. South Plains Honor Flight is an organization that takes veterans and flies them up to the war memorial.
Yeah, local nonprofit group through a chapter. Obviously, it's sort of a national association that finds these World War II veterans and raises the funds to be able to send them to Washington to be able to see the World War II Veterans Memorial. And obviously, it's a timely thing because they want to make sure and take as many veterans as they possibly can while they're still with us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the clock's ticking. And I think they've done, I think this is for us, isn't this like the fourth annual coming up?
I don't know the answer to that, but it's
something
I think it is. Pretty close.
We'll find out on Friday. Anyway, if you would like to go see D-Day Normandy 1944 showing at the Science Spectrum OmniMax, you can ring us up right now, 770-5790, 770-5790. How about a pair of tickets to the first three callers? 1, 2, and 3. Sound like a wiener?
That works.
And we'll do that again on Friday. But go ahead and ring us up if you'd like to go. Vasandra, go ahead and let's recap the events out at Silent Wings Museum for this weekend commemorating D-Day 1944.
Okay, we are commemorating D-Day with a two-day event. We're going to have military vehicles out there, self-guided tours, a documentary D-Day, C-60 Good Time Gals flying out, C-47 Southern Crosses flying out, and we're having the Lubbock Moonlight Directions perform a live World War II USO concert on both days, one at 4 p.m. on Friday and 12 p.m. on Saturday.
Say your name one more time.
And my name is Vasandra Okotowa.
And tell us again how to get to Silent Wings.
Silent Wings is located at 6202 North I-27. It's exit 9 off of I-27.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
Exit 9.
Thanks, Silent Wings. James, thanks for being
thanks,
here.
We'll
guys. See you on Friday. Have a great day. Right now, 8:29. Chad Hastie's coming up next. Have a great day.